That's our music. Welcome to episode 85 of That's Our Music, Cracking the Spine. My name is Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
Welcome back. It's another week. Here we are.
It's been a short week.
Longest week yet?
Definitely the shortest week ever.
Shortest week. We're traveling closer to the speed of light, so our weeks are a little shorter than yours, audience.
You know what movie gave me the best way to think about the theory of relativity and, like, the speed of light?
What was it?
Young Einstein.
Oh, my God. Yahoo Serious?
Well played. Yes.
That used to be on HBO all the time.
And the way they explained it was, imagine you're looking at a clock.
Right.
You're standing in front of a clock.
Yeah.
And you immediately begin moving backwards from the clock at the speed of light.
This is what Einstein thought. This is one of his things, I think.
Well, he didn't explain it as well as Yahoo Serious, an Australian comedian from the 80s.
One of the two Australian comedians from the 80s.
Name the other one, Zane.
I don't know.
There are two acceptable answers.
Yeah, there is two. I know. I'm thinking of the one. Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Dan's home.
Dan just came home.
Hi, Dan.
Been a long week, Dan. No, short week.
Short week. Speed of light.
It's been both a short and long week.
No, really? That's a knife.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
That's the one you're thinking of. Yeah. There was also Jocko.
Who's Jocko?
He was in Energizer commercials.
Oh, those movies.
His name was Jocko, and he said, boy, all the time.
I don't remember that.
Not like a ska thing, not like a Nazi thing, but it was like, oi!
Pick it up, pick it up!
Hup,
hup. Josh, what are you reading? Let's get it out of the way.
You know, I've been taking a little week break.
You took the week off.
I took the week off.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have anything on your plate?
I want to finish the second, what do you call it, book?
The King Killer.
Kavoth book. Kofefe book.
Do you have the second book?
No, I have to get it.
Do you want to borrow it?
I want it.
I have it.
Did you read it?
Yes.
Don't tell me what happens.
I won't, but I have it upstairs and you can borrow it.
Okay, if I borrow it, though, you have to remind me to bring it back to you. I might try to steal it from you.
I already read it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
You can't really steal books once they've been read. You're just passing it on.
I'm going to steal it out of her brain.
That would be
hard
to do.
That's how I read. I'm like Siler from the show... The Siler show.
That's not what Siler did.
Yeah, he picked their brain out, and he, like, learned the knowledge from it.
From
he
Heroes?
He ate their brain and gained their knowledge.
Are you talking about Spock?
Yeah, Spock.
Yeah.
Shitty Spock, yeah.
Listen.
No.
I don't want to get into this for a long time.
You just said you don't listen to my other podcast, so we're not talking about that on this podcast.
I don't want to get into it for a long time. He was okay. The movies suck. I'm not going to deny that.
I'm not engaging in
this. All right. Fair enough.
The end of this story is I didn't read anything.
Sean,
what? I am reading, and I'm now French, apparently.
Like Jocko.
Oi.
It sounds French.
I'm reading. It's called The Boy on the Bridge by M.R. Carey.
Oh.
And I got about...
M.R. Carey,
Go
Girl
ahead.
With All the Gifts.
There it is. Well played. I got about 60 pages in.
I want to be the girl with all the gifts.
Before I realized that I was reading a prequel to The Girl with All the Gifts.
Oh,
yeah.
What a nice surprise.
I'm reading it, boy, this feels very, very familiar. And then I'm like, wait, is it a sequel? No, it can't be, because you remember the way that you read The Girl with All the Gifts, right?
Yeah.
And the way that it ended, it ended in a very distinctive way.
Yes.
I mean, it didn't lock off the possibility of a sequel.
No, but it would have to be creatively written.
And the way that this book opens, it's like, this isn't a sequel. Like,
right.
It's not. It's, but, it, and the cover is, remember the, I don't know if you, some of you I know have emailed us that you did read The Girl with All the Gifts, and the cover is very distinctive. It's just plain yellow background and, like, a girl standing.
Yeah.
And The Boy on the Bridge is a red cover with a boy standing on the cover.
The same spot.
Yeah, it's almost identical.
That's
but it's
cool.
like but
like
it's
that.
Not and then I'm like, but there's nothing in the book is out, but I was given an advanced reader copy. I just waited until after the book was out to start reading.
Oh, here we go.
I'm
with
just saying,
special
here
treatment.
We go.
Nothing on the jacket let me know that it was
the way you knew that it was a prequel was when the boy said, "Try gifting. That's a nice trick."
No.
That's from the Star Wars movies.
Try gifting, it's a nice trick, is from Star Wars?
Try spinning. That's a good trick.
What movie is that from? Why are you looking at Zane?
You don't either. You don't listen to my other podcast, so I'm not gonna get into it here.
Whoa!
You didn't listen to me on my other podcast.
Episode one, The Phantom Menace.
I have no other podcast.
Yay, Zane wins!
And what else have I read? Actually, I haven't been reading a lot. I've been watching a lot of comedy on Netflix.
Yeah, that'll make you not read.
You only read one book?
No, I probably read more books in the week, but
he doesn't want to show off. I get it.
No, I
means he didn't, but he won't admit.
Yeah, he won't admit.
I started and gave up on a book called
Doesn't Count
Autonomous that will be coming out in September.
Oh boy!
Well, you don't like it when I talk about books that you can't get.
I just like making fun
of
you.
He just doesn't like it when you do when anyone does anything.
It's true.
I hate everything. I'm a misanthrope.
He's got a headache too.
I'm a cranky boy.
And I talked about the rise and fall of Dodo, right? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, you talked about that. I remember that.
Yeah, and had I finished that last week?
No, you hadn't.
I finished it.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's 2 weeks ago. Okay, what was I reading last week?
I don't know. I didn't have my notebook.
That's right.
What the heck?
I know.
Yeah, because it was...
It provided a lot of confusion today when I was trying to jot down notes, and I was like, oh, it'll be episode 84. And then I was like, no, it won't. I was like,
what if
where's
we did
episode
84?
Where are my notes? What day do we record it? And I had to, like, go back into my calendar and check.
This is the worst episode ever.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Or maybe episode 84 was, because we don't have any record of it.
No, we have lots of record of it. Just not in my notebook.
That's the only record that exists.
That's the official ledger.
84 was Ham Saver.
Yeah, the
ham.
Man,
delicious. By the way, you guys, Ren is super upset that she couldn't be here this week.
Yeah, well, Ren wanted to be on every week, right?
She's got a lot of other podcasts she has to do.
Well, we record after 7-year-old bedtime, and when I was coming over, she was like, she goes, Dad, can I come too? And I said, no. She was like, why? And I said, well, it's going to be late. And she goes, like, I'm out of school. It's not going to be too late.
Yeah, it's summertime.
And I said, it's even later than you stay up for school. And she, like, crosses her arms and gets all, like, knitted brow. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And she goes, well, it sounds like I'm not allowed to go. And I said, well, it's because you're not allowed to go. That's literally what I said.
Yeah.
Like, you're not in trouble.
You heard
you're
right.
You're just not allowed to come. Yeah.
You knew this was coming.
Zane, what are you reading?
I read The Wise Man's Fear.
Ah, by Patrick Rothfuss.
Mm-hmm.
Second book in the Kingskiller Chronicles.
What? Did you like it?
Isn't that?
Yes.
Zane liked it. She gave me the face of,
King
oh, yeah.
Kingskiller Chronicles.
Kingskiller.
Okay. Okay.
Kingskillers.
It's Chronicle. Because it's all one story.
Okay. Well, I put two extra S's in, so I guess I'm the worst.
She's an official record keeper, man. She's going to keep the record straight.
She's the Mike Pence of this show.
Oh my God.
No? All right. James Comey?
Okay. That makes sense.
James Comey is 6'8".
He's a tall ass dude, man.
Yeah.
He could dunk on.
I was gonna say if I had been in that
dunk on Dan.
If I had been in that hearing, I swear to God, I would have like in my last question. I'd be like, Mr. Chairman, before I yield the time, I need one more question from the Honorable Mr. Comey.
I'm just a simple country chicken, but
if you're on a Senate committee, regardless of where you're from, just like if you're
you
a college
like
football
that.
Coach,
yeah,
regardless
you're
of where
you're
from
the South,
you are from a southern area where they are. Stupider than a motherfucker. That's right.
True.
Take it, Alabama. You don't understand what I'm saying
We're
anyway.
Going to hit Alabama. We were really ragged on South Carolina, Clemson.
Bring them on. We got Alabama, South Carolina. I'm going to Texas next week. I'm going to Atlanta, Georgia later. Mr. Comey, can you or can you not dunk? And I remind you so you all know.
He'd have been like, oh, I can dunk.
I plead the fifth. What else are you reading, Zane?
After I read The Wise Man's Fear, I had one of those like panicky moments where I realized that there wasn't really another book.
Oh, God.
And so I read...
I have those moments when there's no toilet paper in the bathroom.
I read The Slow Regard of Silent Things, which is like the novella that he released.
I gave up on that.
I finished it. It took me... This is so unfair because I knew what it was going in, but I had to like adjust to the fact that it was not part of the story that I was reading previous to that.
Right.
Like I read it as like, well, this will maybe like hold me over and I'll get another little taste of this world. And it was like one big tease for what I wanted. I think if I could have approached it more objectively, it's a really nice little piece of writing. It's just not
Is that the one about the person in the basement or something? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's about Ori.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I like her.
Yeah, but try to imagine reading a book that is all... Remember how the...
Try to imagine reading a book. Okay. You lost me.
Let's start with it.
You lost me on that one.
Duh. Like, remember the way that Ori talks to Quoth?
Yeah, she's like, real sweetie and like...
But she's also very disconnected. Like,
yeah, she's weirdo.
It's like a schizophrenic kind of...
Yeah, she's...
She's not a schizophrenic. I mean, we don't know. She's not diagnosed.
Right. They don't have that in wherever the... Whatever the name of this fucking place
but
is.
But the book is all... It's a novella. It's all like told her. From her point of view.
And
I found
her voice.
It maddening.
Oh, I like her.
I think it's
she
just...
She makes sense to me.
It's so, so, so different than the voice that you're used to.
Yes.
I think it... Objectively, it's a very sweet piece of writing. It's just, it was so, it felt so disjointed from the first two books.
Whenever she...
And it wasn't supposed to feel joined up.
Right.
No, like, he says very clearly in the intro, he's like trust me.
That's why I said, like, I'm not being fair.
Right. And neither am I.
Right. And I get, like, objectively, it's a really nice piece of writing, but if you're going into it looking for, like, more of this world, probably not going to satisfy you. So I read that, and then I just started... The Brothers Cabal.
Cabal. C-A-B-A-L. Cabal.
Nope, not that one.
It's not that one. I don't know why you're holding it up. This is a podcast.
They can't see it.
Here it is, you guys. I'm holding it in my hands right now.
Which
what is that about?
It looks
like World War II.
I got like 50 pages into it and realized is...
I'm sorry, how many pages?
Like 50 pages into it.
I just didn't hear it. I didn't hear
and, it. And realized it's the second book.
Oh.
Way to go, Zane.
And there's a whole, there's like a piece in it that's like, it's okay if you haven't read the first one, but even now I'm like, oh,
yeah, you want to continue.
And I like it.
Who's the author?
Jonathan L. Howard. I like it. It's kind of weird. I wasn't sure about the description because it's like, one brother is a vampire and one brother is resurrected. And I was
dude,
like,
you love vampires.
I know. It's crazy.
I was thinking about this today. If you asked me, like, straight up, do you like vampires, I'd be like,
no.
But
you've read more vampire books than I've read actual books.
Stories with a supernatural slant.
Twist to it.
I don't think of myself as loving...
Anything?
Yeah.
Do you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I don't like Buffy.
Not the show, the movie.
Oh, I do like
it. Yeah, the movie's great. The show sucks.
So, right... Right,
the show
I'm
blows.
So happy I'm sitting with people that agree with me.
Yeah.
Because,
so
yes.
Buffy.
Yeah, the movie's amazing. And the
I
show
love
is
CW
stupid.
Shows, too, and I don't like Buffy.
And it's Joss Whedon, and I love Joss Whedon.
Oh, is Josh Whedon?
Nope.
Is Josh Whedon?
That's what they said when the bong was going around the party when he was in high school. Yo, is Josh Whedon? Nah, man, his hair's too crazy. It gets caught on fire.
I slammed it in a car door a few times.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Your hair or...
My hair.
Oh, okay.
I slammed my hand in a car door twice in one day once.
I stapled my thumb once. Put a staple right through my
That's
thumb.
That's funny, because it hurt
I fell
you.
Off of a horse last week.
Get out, Zane.
Okay.
Why don't you read a book about it?
Yeah, let's do that, Zane. Read a book.
All right, and then
During
we'll be right back.
During this little break.
Sounds good.
See ya.
Episode
85
of Greatest
85,
Five.
Dude.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
I'm Sean. What are we talking about, Zane? And where do we get it from?
Today we're talking about fan fiction.
Mm.
And we got it from Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
From Old Faithful Trendy Moron.
Beep, 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 beep. That's a sad headache.
Wait,
one.
Is that a new user? Old Faithful Trendy Moron? Or
no,
just Trendy
Moron. Just Trendy
but
Moron.
But we've gotten a lot of topics
that,
from
that,
Trendy Moron.
I get it. I just wanted to make sure that...
He's a very faithful listener and contributor to the
for
Reddit
a long
threads.
Time. Not that he's old.
But this is there's
she.
A new topic thread on the subreddit.
Yes. And thank you guys, by the way, for continuing to go on the thread on to the Reddit, to the subreddit,
Reddit.
And post stuff, even though sometimes the weeks seem long.
Yes. Agreed. And Trendy Moron wrote... fan fiction. Have any of you ever read any or written any or had any interest in it? I recently read Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality, a fanfic in which Harry grows up as a science prodigy and immediately begins applying logic and the scientific method to all of his problems instead of waiting for Hermione to solve them in the library while he's busy playing Quidditch. I never expected much from fanfiction, but that turned out to be one of the most enjoyable books of any kind I've ever read. Now I wonder what other gems might be out there and if any of you have gone down that road.
I've read a lot of Star Trek fanfiction, and it wasn't good. You could argue that, I was saying to this, you weren't here when before the show. I was
use
saying
names, this is audio.
To Zane, Sean, that you could consider, any of that stuff fan fiction. Even, the Star Wars books are, kind of like fan fiction now, because they're not canon.
Star Wars novels
Young Jedi novels and, the Ken Anderson novels that he wrote. He wrote a shit ton of Star Wars stuff, but, none of that's canon, so, what is it?
Is that stuff that predates,
predates
Force Awakens?
Yeah, it predates all that.
How do they explain it? Because it's not fan fiction. It's not fan. If
they
it
don't.
Has the official license,
yeah,
that's not fan fiction.
Yeah, they
right?
LucasArts hired him to write books, and they were and George Lucas was really good about letting people just do things, and then sometimes he would use it, and sometimes he wouldn't.
It's kind of in the comic book world,
yeah,
where you're sort of allowed to explore these separate storylines and things.
No,
and
don't even get me started on that, because you know what's going on with Captain... Do you guys know what's going on with Captain America?
With the...
Yes.
He's a Nazi.
He's
now?
An actual Nazi now.
Yeah. Well, it's appropriate,
fuck,
right? Because, fascism.
Yeah, but Captain America's supposed to punch back.
I know, he's... I know. It's... I don't like that, personally. It's stupid, but...
I will readily admit, I've not finished any fan fiction. I've dabbled.
You dabbed?
I'll get a cup. No, I'm not Cam Newton. Josh is doing the dab.
We're on a podcast.
I'm dabbing.
No one can see you.
Josh is dabbing like a fifth grader.
They can tell I'm dabbing, right?
Oh, wow. Left and right. He's dabbing all over the place. Don't stop.
I'm dabbing. You no, video? Is this video?
Stop.
No, I'm just saying.
Dabbing until tomorrow. All right. No? All right.
I left. It's not enough. It's not enough.
Never enough for this guy.
You didn't laugh quick enough. It was like a, oh, look, Sean.
See if I laugh ever again.
No.
All right, I will.
I totally will in 5 seconds.
Less than. It doesn't, the thing is, it doesn't interest me. It doesn't light my candle.
I'm big into this concept of headcanon, where everyone experiences a story differently.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you create the gaps in your mind with your own headcanon. Oh, that's probably why they did this, or this is why this is probably that way. And in science fiction, it's a super good skill to learn how to use, because it can make it better for you. I don't give a single shit what somebody else's headcanon is.
And I don't feel compelled to write down my own headcanon.
Yeah,
I don't want to go, there's novels that I've read where I go, boy, I can't wait for the sequel.
Right.
I better start writing.
Right. I can do it. I don't want to do that either.
I can see, I've experienced stuff where especially with a book series where you kind of get to the end of it and you just want more of that world.
Oh, definitely.
And I can definitely see, I remember at the end of the original Harry Potter series, before we had Pottermore and before we had Fantastic Beasts and
Fantastic
stuff like that, and all
breasts.
These reissues and the audiobooks. And I don't know if you remember, but that was right after the end of the series. That was when J.K. Rowling did this. It was almost like an AMA. There wasn't an AMA.
Yeah, she answered questions. And
yeah,
stuff.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah,
when we
that.
Found out that Dumbledore was gay
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sort of dawned on you,
I knew it
there's
the whole time.
So much more to this world.
Right.
And there was sort of, it was maybe reading fan fiction will fill in that little gap in my
mm-hmm.
heart. Maybe it'll temporarily like ease the pain of not having any more Methadone. Harry Potter but kind of there... stuff. But to me, it's always like seems like a great idea. Yes, another way to consume more of this world. And then it's like, this isn't.
You're not J.K.
You're
Rowling.
You're not J.K. Rowling. Not and that's thing. Always my that's always my issue is like. A lot of what I like about a book that I read is the author's voice.
Right.
It's not like, just the characters that they create, but it's the voice in which they tell these stories. Mm-hmm. And J.K. Rowling has a very, like, particular voice.
And, like...
It's very British.
This isn't fan fiction. This is stuff that's actual canon, but there's been a lot of novels published in the realm of Middle-earth.
Right.
That are based on notes that were found...
The Silmarillion.
Well, no, the Silmarillion. The Silmarillion was...
Silmarillion.
Silmarillion. Silmarillion.
Silmarillion. Cinnamon-rillion.
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo. Yeah, he was supposed to do The Hobbit.
Oh, it all comes full circle.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of works that have come out since he passed that were based on his notes that have the approval of his son.
Yeah.
That were like, it's not even, you know, the Peter Jackson, New Line Cinema.
They're
getting the rights and then publishing stuff. It's legit coming from the source based on notes. I don't read it.
It ends up not being
it's not
the same.
Him.
That's how I felt about.
He didn't write it. He wrote notes about
right,
it.
But
that's how I felt about Cursed Child.
Right.
Like, it had her stamp of approval.
And it's her story.
And it's her story and her character, and her name is all over it, except that she didn't actually write it.
Right.
So, to me, it actually read like fan fiction.
Yeah.
It read like someone trying to write in her voice.
Yeah.
And even worse, because it was, you know, it was a stage play, you didn't get any of, like, the nuancey J.K. Rowling stuff, you know, you didn't get any of her descriptors.
I'm going to say something, you guys are going to get so mad at me. Now, do you maybe see how I feel about some movies?
No!
I have always understood how you feel about some movies.
Does the audience now maybe understand? Zane, you don't give a shit about me!
No, dude, I've always understood, and you know that a lot of the...
I know, it's a lot of bits.
It's a lot of devil's advocate.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
I know you.
Also, you're a big old dummy.
That we're fun.
I can do it again.
But there's a lot of... We've talked about this on the show before, and that's not what this show is about, but the experience of watching visual... media
is different.
As opposed to
right.
digesting written media, it's a different experience.
It's more intimate when it's a book, and I agree.
I don't mean to diminish your experience of hating what you hate, and loving what you love.
Right.
I
agree though. Like, I think when you read something, it's a lot harder to write than it is to.
And that's well said.
It's a lot harder to write.
That's a point well taken. It's easy to get ILM to build you a new
make
enterprise.
Me this.
I remember reading an interview with Stephanie Meyer, the author of Twilight, after the success of 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And they were asking her about it because 50 Shades of Grey started out as a Twilight fan fiction.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I know that?
I think so.
Right. You do now.
That sounds like something I knew.
And so she was asked about it, and she sort of, I could be wrong, maybe it wasn't specifically about 50 Shades of Grey, but I remember reading something with her talking about fan fiction, and she basically was like, it seems like a waste of writing talent.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to sit down and write a story, like it maybe is useful as like a writing exercise,
right.
But like if you have any talent
it's
for writing and you can sit down and you can write these complex stories, write your own story.
It's
like write something that
it's
you
not...
can.
Right.
Well, and
what was it called? Harry Potter and the one that you mentioned earlier about the guy. It was Harry Potter was a scientific
and the scientific
Harry Potter
method.
And the methods of rationality.
Yeah, like that sounds like a really
well. The thing, like as a writing exercise or something like that, or just something
or
fun
as
to trade between fans and stuff, I don't
a jumping
have,
off point.
I don't have any issue with
or
that.
As
and
parody.
It sounds
maybe.
Like if you're into that, it would be fun, you know, and to trade these stories back and forth and have people read them and critique them and whatever. But I when we were talking about this, I kept thinking about that thing that Stephanie Meyer said that was like, if you have the talent for this, write your own stuff. Like, don't rewrite my story. Yeah, write your own.
It's unfair. Like, characters are the hardest thing, I think, in life. Like, to come up with a character. Like, putting characters in a place is I don't know, because I'm not a writer. But it seems like that's the simple thing to do. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm going to go back to friend of the show and one-time guest James Morrow, mm-hmm. writes a lot of historical fiction. And in Galapagos Regained, it's about someone following in the footsteps of Charles Darwin. And Charles Darwin is a character in the novel.
Right.
And Charles Darwin is true to who he was up until a point.
Right.
And Neal Stephenson is really good at using actual historical figures in his historical books.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, use that as a jumping off point. Like, feel free. I don't want to say feel free.
Well, historical figures are different because, like, they're studied and you can go to a library and read about them.
Yeah, but there's another example I'm going to bring up is an author named Jasper Ford. Two F's in the beginning, because he's British. And, well, he's written a couple of novels. The one that comes to mind is called The Air Affair.
Okay.
And it's a book about, it's a novel about the world of Jane Eyre and how people can step into and out of the novel of Jane Eyre.
Not his basketball novel, The Air Up There, spelled Jane Eyre.
No.
Go on. That's gold. That was a golden joke.
I left.
But, like, that's an original idea based on someone else's thing. And or like Gregory Maguire, uh-huh. who wrote Wicked about right. which is basically like I don't care for it because I feel like it's plagiarizing The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. I think it's parody. I view that as parody. I'm fine with that.
But like where's the line between like why is it okay that Gregory Maguire wrote Wicked about the backstory of the Wicked Witch of the West?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't call that fan fiction. We call that a Broadway musical.
I guess
and
context. I guess how it's
he got the rights. I think is the only difference.
The licensing, I think, is really the biggest.
It's a legal thing because it's essentially fan fiction. Because Frank Baum is dead, and his family's very sad about that.
You know what it reminds me of is
when did he die? Like 1950?
Yeah, that's right, Josh.
They're all dead.
It reminds me of like
so fucking insensitive.
Like going to see like a cover band or something.
Oh god, yeah.
That like makes their living right. on being like
sort of good enough to right. Yeah.
Like it's not like you know, if like a band does like a cover song,
a
but like
Beatles,
going to see
like being like a Beatles cover band and someone being excited to go see that, good. You know, and it's
Australian
like
Australian Pink Floyd. They
same.
Tour they sell out huge
Little Kiss.
No, Chris.
No,
where every member is Peter Little Chris. Chris.
Yo, who did I meet? I met with the guitar Ace Frehley. He did a lot of drugs because he's dumb.
Like while you were meeting him, he did a lot of drugs.
Yeah, he was doing that.
Hey, Josh, that's good to see you.
He wasn't even that coherent, man. He was out of it.
So to answer the question, no, we don't read it.
But, I mean, I don't... it's
stupid.
Not my person.
We don't like it.
It's not my personal cup of tea, but
Jane hates it.
I have a friend who actually, like, reads a lot of fan fiction, and it's like, she loves it. And, like, I don't begrudge her that. Like,
are you that friend's name?
It's not me.
Her name's Bane Blower.
Bane Zauer. And
it's
she rides
but, like,
donkeys.
Camels are equids.
What the fuck?
I do.
Bane Zauer rides them.
Anyway, I don't. It's not my personal thing, but I mean, if you like it, that's obviously that's your thing, and that's fine. There's lots of stuff that I read that other people don't like.
There are some damn shitty Star Trek novels that are
wrong podcast.
But
the wrong podcast.
Well, how would you know?
That's it. Take a break.
We'll be right back.
No, keep this. Keep it in.
You're going to keep going.
Welcome back to Cracking the Spine. I am Josh.
I'm Zane. It's episode 85.
Thank you, Zane. It is episode 85. And this is the part where we talk about viewer...
Sandwiches. Oh.
No, wrong show.
Oh, shit. That's our other podcast.
That's Josh's 4-hour sandwich podcast.
Yeah.
3 times weekly he puts the one.
I'm going to complain about Reuben's, because fuck a Reuben.
Yeah, for real, fuck a Reuben. Yeah. What a waste of coffee. My fucking God. I
hate Reuben's.
We should probably do a sandwich
podcast. I'm telling you.
I might be able to be down with that. But this is the part of the show where we go to listener.
I say viewers all the time, too.
Yeah, but you're on YouTube.
Well, the other podcast is, and I say viewers.
All right. Well, where we go to correspondences from people who enjoy...
My dearest M-Class podcast. Nope, wrong show, podcast. Wrong show. Shit.
And we got an email within this past week that was very congratulatory. No, it was very, it was high praise of the show. It was someone who, I'm not going to say the person's name, but they enjoy the show.
Okay.
And this is the part where we're going to have a conversation about appropriateness.
Uh-oh, I hope I'm not going to get yelled at.
And or the lack thereof. Because I'm just going to, read the close of the email. Sent to all of us.
I'm going
to
laugh.
You're going to laugh, and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Because I didn't laugh.
Okay, I don't even... I want to say I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay, well, here's the... So, basically, I mean, I don't want to sound conceited. We get a lot of emails.
I don't read any.
Not a lot, but we get a lot considering how often we post, especially.
Yeah.
We get a lot of emails.
So a lot.
Yes. That say to us, we do not get a lot of emails that say, I don't like the show, I wish you would do something different.
Yeah.
We get, most of the emails that we get are praising.
Really nice.
And they're great. And in fact, this was a really great email. Like, I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater on this.
It's just,
however,
it's attempted murder.
Here comes the poison bathwater. Okay, because the PS, the postscript
okay.
to a wonderful email says, PS, I had a crush on Zane since I saw her on GamerVision on the Home Improvement episode. I think she is really cute and the most beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I love her laugh. One day, my girlfriend was talking with me. We were talking about our crushes since her crush is some random YouTuber.
Okay.
It's Josh.
Is this part about me?
I show her the Home Improvement episode, and she told me, quote, I could have a threesome with her. And that was the happiest day of my entire life. Yeah, dude, don't send that to someone you've never met.
Yeah, it puts you in a weird position.
I don't want to speak for Zane because Zane is one of the nicest people in the whole world.
Yeah, who you could totally have a threesome.
And one of the most beautiful. Keep going.
But to email someone for the very first time.
Yeah.
Or even maybe the second time.
Take it from a super famous person. When someone comes up to you and says that, there isn't a good way to respond to that. There's no way to say thank you without it opening a bunch of doors you might not want opened.
There's no way to react to that that's comfortable.
You can't
Especially since there's never been a moment on the show where any of the three of us, especially Zane,
had a threesome,
have even mentioned the idea that something that we'd be enjoyable, like, would be fine with.
Yeah.
It's...
I feel like I'm putting you on the spot.
You're not putting me on the spot. I just, generally speaking, I mean, I've had an internet
like
presence.
How long have you been a girl?
Like 18 years.
Okay.
Because I'm just so young and fresh.
Now this is not helping. now this is just throwing gasoline on the fire.
I mean, I've had like an internet presence, however small, since I don't what like 2008, 2009, something like that.
Coming up on 10 years.
And generally speaking, I've been very lucky. Because I do not receive a lot of like predatory
from predators
like correspondence. And I consider myself extremely lucky because I know what it is like for most women on the internet.
Oh yeah.
And I have lucked out. And so when I do get the occasional creepy YouTube comment or something like this, I'm inclined to just kind of let it kind of roll off my back and forget about it.
We actually talked about this a little bit before the show, whether or not we were going to bring it up. And the idea that we live in a world where women have to hear and read these kinds of things, and their first thought is, I'm just going to let it go because it could be worse,
yeah.
is fucking horse shit.
Right.
Okay? As a man, I think I'm embarrassed for that this kind of thing happens.
I'd like to say one of my biggest reservations about ever confronting something like this head on is...
gasoline on the fire.
Any woman will tell you what a dude's reaction is when she tells you what you just said is not complimentary like you think it is. It's actually kind of creepy. Could you please stop? The immediate reaction is, fuck you, slut, I'll fucking kill you.
Right.
And so a lot, like, I think I said this like 50 times when we talked about potentially talking about this. I'm too nice. I don't want to. Well, me to you.
Yeah, well.
I don't want to call out someone who is otherwise a fan.
Right.
And tell them that they're being shitty.
Right, that's what I mean. It puts me in a really weird spot
where now, like, my options are let them talk to me that way or have them potentially hate me.
Right.
And, like, say really actually scary things to me, things much scarier than a potential threesome.
That's pretty scary.
That's the injustice of it. Involved. That's the injustice of being a female. And again, like, I feel I am extremely lucky. I very, very rarely get creepy comments. Mm-hmm. I very, very rarely get anyone who steps over the line. And that's just luck. I mean, it's nothing but luck. It has nothing to do with me and everything about just, like, circumstance. And I'm thankful for that, but...
You're, like, a totally different person also. Like, that was, like, literally 9 years ago. And, like, I don't know.
The internet's different.
I don't know,
this is something else we brought up before the show. It's not my role on this show or in this world to defend you, Zane, or to defend the honor of any woman, or to tell men how to act.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
we're talking about it just as sort of like a heads up that...
Like, dude, that's not cool.
When you say something like that, I genuinely think sometimes people think it sounds like a compliment. Like, it sounds like, wow, really? I feel pretty. It doesn't make me feel pretty. It doesn't make me feel cool. It doesn't make me feel liked. It just kind of makes me feel like, ugh.
Right. And if I was going to have a threesome, I would just pay for it like everybody else does.
You can do that?
Yeah.
PayPal?
You know, probably.
We'll talk about it during the break.
Josh, you probably don't have to pay him.
I'll send you an email.
No, you won't. You don't read emails.
That's true. I don't even know what they are.
But anyway, I don't want to belabor the issue. I don't want to get bogged down in it. And I don't, again, you know, I don't want to name anybody by name because legitimately this could come from anyone, anywhere, at any time. I'm not a woman in the world. I don't, you know, this is not my experience, but I've seen enough of this kind of thing. Yeah. And I'm, you know, a man raising a daughter and a son, and we can do better, guys. Like, again, I'm sure that if the person who called me out for meeting Anita Sarkeesian is listening, that they're going to call me out for this fucking shit, too.
I forgot about that.
No, I didn't.
Just don't talk about sex to people that you don't know, especially women, because it comes off, even if you think it sounds like a compliment, it comes off as a threat. That's my biggest advice for talking to women online or otherwise. Like, unless it's someone that you know really well, don't bring up sex.
If you and your girlfriend...
It sounds like a threat. No matter how many, like, positive adjectives you cloak it in, it's a threat.
Find my voice super attractive and want to have a threesome with me, just keep it to yourself. Like, I don't need to know that. It's not about me with you guys.
The email, like, if it had just been like, I've had a crush on Zane since Gamervision, I would have been like, oh.
Yeah, no, but it got...
right,
but
right.
It, like, it went very... It was that extra step.
Also, I mean, again, I don't want to speak for you. I think to tell someone that you have a crush on them, like, that you've never seen her... All right, okay.
That wouldn't bother me.
That part almost does sound like a compliment. It's like, oh, that's okay. That's nice, I guess.
I would take that as, you're just so super funny and also handsome, and I can't help it.
If only you could keep...
You think I'm handsome?
Oh, we're talking about you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, keep writing us emails.
Honestly, if
Facebook, Twitter.
If you feel like you want to respond to that, feel free to get back at us and let's make it a dialogue, because I don't want to call it out, but like, guys, we can do better. We can do better. We are better than that. I hope. I fucking hope.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's.
I am.
Yeah.
I know I am.
I don't think.
But then I look who's sitting in the White House, and I'm like, maybe we're not better than this.
There's probably a lot of people sitting in there right now. I mean, sitting, probably like 25% of people in there are sitting right now.
Facebook,
Twitter,
email.
See, I would say what the email is, but I don't know it. What's the email?
Z knows it.
mclasspodcast@gmail.com.
You know that email?
I don't even think that's right. Okay.
Josh is ruining all the podcasts.
I only know the continue email. Because it's easy.
CrackingTheSpineShow@gmail.com.
See, I knew
that. @CrackingSpine. I know you know. I'm saying it to the podcast.
And Facebook is just put in the words.
Yeah.
It's just delete Facebook. Because
that's where it's going anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we love you.
We love you.
No, Zane, you shouldn't say that.
Too bad. Okay, bye.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.